All right, cool. We're going to play a little game, yeah, for the next maybe like 30, 40 minutes, yeah?
Yes.
The game is called The Quiet Man.
I love this already.
I love this game.
Go on, let's go play.
Yeah? How does everybody feel about the name of the game?
I hate it, but let's go. Okay. I know what it means.
Yeah? For this discussion, yeah, The Quiet Man are going to lead it, yeah? So... The loud man, and we're going to get into who's the loud and the quiet man in a second. That's going to actually kick off the discussion. The loud man are going to be allowed 30 seconds to speak, yeah? You get 30 seconds in one. You can speak, but...
You can only speak for 30 seconds.
30 seconds, and you have to be quiet for the next 5 minutes.
Five?
Why are you assuming that's you?
No, five as in that's long I've got to be quiet for.
Okay, cool. How long do you think you should do? 3 minutes?
I think they're going to need us to come in soon.
Who's they?
The quiet guys.
Okay, but wait. Damn. Okay, cool. So we'll speak. We can only speak. In fact, 20 seconds. We get maximum of 20 seconds.
All right.
And it's every 3 minutes. Yeah, we'll do it
every three minutes.
Yeah. Some man are leaning back.
Why
some man leaning back? We haven't started yet. The first way I want to start this discussion is by obviously deciphering. Who are the loud man and who are the quiet man? Yeah? I think it's kind of easy, like, if we do four quiet men, four loud.
Ooh! I think the fourth one's interchangeable.
And what does that mean? That's
between Shake and E-Man.
What?
I disagree.
Look, the quiet man haven't
said what? I think Tim's not a quiet man.
What?
I don't think Tim's a quiet man.
So he's a quiet. Okay, what's your definition?
Here, exactly. I'm not a quiet man.
Okay, what's your definition?
I'm clearly not a quiet. Maybe in previous seasons, maybe, but this season I haven't.
What is? But are we taking just
no,
this
in
season,
general? I'm not
the past 12
man.
Months.
If we're talking
are we talking
generally,
about holistically since the whole project started.
Listen, if we're talking holistically, generally,
yeah,
I'm definitely not a quiet man in any scenario.
Yeah, E-Man's however, not. E-Man's one of the
and this season and probably the previous season as well. I haven't been a quiet man. I speak up. I was more quiet in the first two seasons, for sure, I agree with you.
But only recently, quiet on mic as well. Like he's never been quiet.
Oh, sorry, we have to be 4-4. I was just gonna say he's not quiet. I forgot about the fours. You're obviously more quiet than him, but I don't think he's a quiet man.
I just feel like you retreat a lot in a lot of conversations we have as a group.
Yeah, that doesn't make me quiet though.
I think he's just conscious of certain topics. But E-Man speaks bears. Like E-Man speaks, he's one of the most talkative in the group. Like if we're talking about outside PTM.
Okay. Yeah, that's more.
Then he's a bit more reserved. But in general, he's not.
Oh, I thought quiet man's only in regards to.
Kind of, but like.
But if you're talking PTM in general.
Yeah.
If you're talking just recording, maybe I don't know.
Even
maybe.
In meetings, he's kind
recording,
of.
Recording, meetings.
In meetings, I always speak up. Let's think about. Let's break it down for you, yeah? The live show.
Yeah.
Every meeting I contributed, let's be honest here. Yeah. I contributed more than a quiet man. I'm gonna be honest. Sorry, guys.
Who are your quiet man?
Sorry, guys. Huh?
Who are your quiet man?
The quiet man are sitting opposite me right now.
I'm Tim, Shake, Fabs, yeah?
I'm Vish.
What do you mean, I'm Vish?
You're a quiet man.
I'm just an easy target because I'm Asian, but we'll get to that.
Okay, cool.
We should address Vish not believing that he's quiet.
No, you're productive, but you're quiet as well.
That's true. You know what? I don't like confrontation.
Who do you think? Rank the quiet man in terms of quiet.
Who's the quietest?
Fabs is probably quietest. Fabs is probably number one.
Are you starting the game now?
Bro, I'm just waiting for them to speak.
Oh, that's crazy.
I would say Fabs is probably number one.
See,
this is what the quiet men do well. They allow other people to talk.
And then they analyze.
It's
so true.
So true.
And my teacher told me.
I'll analyze.
We don't hear no analysis. Why is he laughing at you when he's
with the quiet man? I don't understand.
That's crazy.
Go on.
I'd say Fabs is number one in PTM, but obviously outside he's a bit more vocal.
On the pitch of your very
number
vocal.
Two is, ooh, I'd say Vish, number
Me?
Two, Tim number three, then Shake number four.
Huh?
And then Shake's the quietest.
No, the least quiet.
Least. Yeah, then from there, continue.
Then from there, it's probably me.
Continue.
So when I said you two are interchangeable,
let me tell you something. You know, when you're doing 100 meters.
Is that what you're saying, though? You're saying that you're not close to him?
No, we're not close.
I disagree.
Yeah,
we're not
especially when you take out PT.
What do you disagree with anyway? I think it's understandable why a man would say I'm the quiet man, and I'm bare calm with it. That's why I don't even feed into the gender, because in times I can be quiet and it's conscious. But when I'm not quiet, I'm vocal.
I agree.
Yeah.
So it's just, I just pick a choice.
And that's why I put you
in your
four.
I'm just emotionally intelligent. I'm smart. I'm aware of my surroundings.
And I'm so comfortable. You're smart. You think you're more emotionally intelligent than loud?
A loud man.
Yeah. I think I'm more emotionally intelligent than a lot of men.
Who do you think is more emotionally intelligent than you? Or do you think you're the most emotionally intelligent?
I think I'm up there. I would say dead sometimes, but he's got ego, so that clouds his emotional intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I would say Manny's coming.
Oh, you're moving crazy.
And Pedro.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
It's the Baileys, man.
What do you define as emotionally intelligent?
Someone that's conscious of everything else that's going on, and then that can feed input, read people's situations, read energy, read conversations, way things are going, and kind of being able to kind of dictate and to accommodate to that.
And also picking up other people's moods, and also what can affect people's emotions.
Doesn't it depend on the topic? That's a bit different. Mine's more emotional intelligence.
But doesn't it depend on the topic we're talking about? Because
everything will always depend
in combination.
Yeah, but that's not fair though, because there'd be other stuff that I'm not going to be talking about, but there'd be main stuff.
No, you're not allowed to interrupt.
Have we started that bit?
Yeah, we need to establish.
So we haven't started that bit yet.
We can establish that. So if them man acknowledge that they're the quiet man, then we can be like, okay, cool, now.
Yeah, but you know they're the quiet man, and you still try to interrupt.
No, but I'm trying to get them.
Why are you pointing at me? Stop pointing at me.
It's okay. Okay, cool. Do you man acknowledge that you're the quiet man? Is that the general consensus? You man are the quiet man.
I feel like I am at the moment. Yes.
Which mean at the moment? Was there a moment where you weren't the quiet man?
I thought we're quiet in certain situations.
Okay, cool. Let's establish that. Do you think we can still talk? But
no, but he's still denying. The rest of them have agreed. He's still denying.
Certain situations.
Obviously. I don't agree. I can understand why you man would think that. But if you listen to like PTM, well, I was listening back to recording, chair, and Bav, you 100%.
You don't have to prove anything.
No, I know that's what I said to my point, I'm comfortable with that because I understand.
You just disagree with it.
But I disagree.
So who do you think are the quiet man?
I think,
and it doesn't have to be even, by the way. Like it doesn't. I'm just saying for this exercise, it probably would work better.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. For this exercise, I'll say us four. But
if who would the quiet man if it wasn't for this exercise?
What do you mean?
If we're not even in general.
Who would you put in a quiet man category?
I'd say Vish, Tim, and Vibes.
If you did
like a decibel count and you were seeing like recordings.
100%. Decibel.
That is wavy shit, though. But that's just one empirical way you can kind of define like who's loud.
I'm in agreement.
Can we think about when this was actually first established, the quiet man? Because I remember we had a meeting in Manny and Pedro's studio. Then I think we had like a heated discussion. Then I think Pedro had enough. He was like, we need a quiet man to speak. A lot of people were triggered by that instantly. So I feel like you're triggered by that. The shoe's fixed.
Tim, for the record.
Betty just ran away from the mic.
For the record, who was triggered?
I was triggered, but I didn't really show it.
Who else was triggered?
Say names.
He better not say it afterwards.
You were triggered, but you didn't say anything.
Yeah, because I wanted
that
to wait
show, for that. That shows
what you are, bro.
He was triggered and he did say something. So he's trying to prove to it.
I'm trying to say that he's a quiet man.
If you're triggered, that proves that you're a quiet man.
No.
Because you need to prove a point. You're not quiet.
Still proves he's a quiet man.
No, me.
But him getting triggered, but then still choosing not to say anything means he's even more quiet than a quiet man.
Exactly.
He's the quietest man.
So he's triggered, but
I said I was triggered.
But I'm still gonna wait for my moment to speak.
Because I think there's gonna be a time to speak and say let the quiet man speak.
But I don't think you listened to what I just said earlier because I admitted that I was quiet in the earlier seasons.
Yeah, so, but I'm saying
so I can understand why someone has that perception. obviously it's going to carry on from earlier seasons. But the reason I was arguing is because I know in the third season and the fourth season, I've been more vocal. Unlike some people.
Unlike some people. Vocal in what?
In every aspect. In every aspect.
Do you know what I want to say about you, yeah?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you was bare quiet season one, season two.
Yeah.
And then you became more loud in season three.
Yeah.
And even louder again, season four. Your season three loudness was still one of the quiet man. You were just further away from these lot.
Yeah.
So when we look at the group as a whole, you're still, like, I feel like you're still quite far away from me, from Pedro.
I don't think so.
Certainly.
I
mean,
what do you lot think?
Let's break it down. Live show, when we come to these rooms, is my contribution a lot less than these guys? Let's be honest. It's not.
I don't think I'm going to be wrong.
Afro Nation. When we're doing the breakdown. No, I'm breaking down everything.
It's in an argument.
I'm breaking down different facets, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Different variables. The part I would admit is probably when we're recording on mic, mm-hmm. I'll admit to that. I'm probably less vocal than these, man.
I think that counts.
But it doesn't really count. But
carry on.
But anything we're doing, any Afro Nation,
the
live show, my contribution is significant. I'm just going to be honest with you, man. I'm just going to be honest. Think about your contributions when we're doing, when we're trying to organise stuff.
E-Man, let me just give you one scenario right now.
Your contribution to the product with how vocal you are.
It meets everything. I'm doing, there's a disagreement.
I'm still seeing the quiet man. But you know what? You guys are right because like you guys are just more patient with...
Yeah, that's
you have something to say, but you're just more patient.
Wait, hold on. So that's a good sentence.
Let me just finish with Iman. To be fair, let him finish. I analyse him with no analysis.
This is what I mean. This is what happened.
That's a perfect example.
Analyse him with no analysis.
This is a perfect example.
For the record, yeah.
Analyse him with no analysis.
I'm comfortable with being a quiet man. I'm not triggered by that because I'm comfortable with myself. I know what I do. So that's not a problem. But it's people like Iman that are in denial sometimes that we need to get onto, yeah? When we're having a disagreement in a group, yeah, am I wrong in saying that E-Man will be quiet in that situation because the one thing that E-Man doesn't really like is confrontation. So the loud man will have a heated debate and conversation and confrontation. E-Man will step back and he will slide in at the end and be like, guys, like, do we agree? So that's a case against him.
I make a joke.
Because I like the loud man will be deep in the conversation. They'll be going back and forth, and then the quiet man will be more reserved and let all of that happen.
But
and
would
then
contribute? Wouldn't you say that?
No, sorry. Because you just said what he said again, and he's going here. Yeah? You said that the quiet man will wait and then contribute, and you said the quiet man will wait and then contribute. But is that always true?
That isn't
true. Do you guys always actually contribute? Or
I agree. I think it's a question.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, wait. There's one thing being quiet and there's one thing being emotionally intelligent and patient and waiting and then saying something.
No. Because if there's nine quiet man, yeah? If there's nine loud man.
We're starting from that.
Let me get to that point. There's varying degrees of people in them situations, isn't it? Because there'll be some man that say absolutely nothing in them conversations, and then you'll have some man that are patient, will give their sense.
Who are those? Do you have to separate?
Yeah, it's, you know.
I think you two do that well.
Yeah. But I'm a reflector. Yeah.
But what you focus on is the thing that you've done, and because you always talk about your contribution, the live show, this, blah blah blah, like all of the stuff that you do for the project, yeah. We're not discounting that you're not, that you don't put work in.
I don't think we're having that conversation.
So when we're talking about quiet man, it's like when there's heated arguments or where there's varying opinions, I mean to make a decision on something. It's usually the same four. That are having that. I'm not saying you guys don't contribute. But it's usually the same four that are the loudest and have the most to say. When it comes to meetings outside of PTM, like collaborations and third party meetings, again, it's the same four that are like, you guys aren't not allowed to speak in a meeting. So, and we're having a lot more of those scenarios because we're getting bigger. So it's becoming more obvious that, okay, we're having these meetings. When we're going to, even meetings in person is the same thing. It's not just Zoom stuff.
So, okay. so to that point,
I need to respond to what Manny said.
We're next up, but
I have to respond.
I don't want us, man.
We're gonna forget what he just said.
No, hold it. You're next.
You're from your mic, man.
He can't respond until after Gan. I need the quiet man.
It's confusing what to say now, but I'm just thinking. Okay, fair enough, we're loud, but how are we doing the whole barometer of who's loud and who's not? Because I like what Manny said there, because he kind of separated of. Don't associate doing work, because if you're going to bring up the whole meeting stuff, I'm always giving my opinion. I think you can't deny that. I'm always giving my opinion in terms of everything, if it's right or if it's wrong. So that's one thing that's going to clarify straight from the bat.
Cool.
You can't say I'm a quiet man for that. I feel like what Manny said was just true there when it comes to other stuff, in terms of when we have like discussions or giving input, and maybe I'm a bit late to give him my input, or when someone says something, like, okay, I agree. And also confrontation, I'm always going to wait for the right time. You can call me a quiet man for that. I don't care. Yeah, I can wait for that. I'll always wait for the right time. But one thing I want to touch, this is going to be a little bit off topic. I want to go around the room now. I'm just thinking from season one and two onwards. Are you going to say that there's no point that no one's been a quiet man?
Because any of the loud men have been quiet?
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because
okay.
If we're thinking of... I'm thinking there's definitely a point, but these certain.
I love these new rivalries, man.
Okay, hold on.
No, hold it.
You've only got 30 seconds, by the way.
Nah, Manny made some valid points there, like in terms of meetings. The way I work is, if I feel that someone can articulate... So we just had a meeting recently with a certain channel. And if I feel that someone can articulate something better than I can, I will not jump in. I'll let them do that. That's social intelligence, right?
That is, yeah.
However, the last discussion we had was in the gym, yeah? I was in the gym anyway, but we had a discussion. I think Pedro brought something up.
Yeah.
And certain people's names were mentioned. They didn't say a word. As soon as I hear my name, I'm going to speak up.
If someone's mentioning
your name, you need to speak up. Some of you guys don't even speak up in that scenario. And they've called you out. I hear you. You're saying that's biting, right? Like, as in, if someone's... Yeah. It's biting. But I gave my contribution and I still spoke up. So what I'm trying to show is, I was part of you man's gang back in the day. You know you man, the mute gang, innit? The mute gang. I was part of the mute gang back in the day. But I told myself, I need to leave. Because there's so much reflection you can do. There's so much reflection. But if you reflect, I'm going to say my famous quote. Analyzing with no analysis doesn't mean anything.
Okay, if someone's called my... I'm certain. And if my name's been called out, I've always said something. It's impossible. That's impossible.
I think that's everyone.
That's not true.
I don't think that's true.
I'm loaded. I'm going to say that. Certain quiet man haven't spoken in the last 10 minutes on this recording. If we go back to this recording now, we're talking about you.
I haven't because these men are going back and forth.
No, I'm not, because
the whole point of the game was the loud man can only speak for 30 seconds. That's not been happening. It's been happening for long.
He's saying control your sentence.
And this is what happens, though. Because we say this in meetings, how everyone's going to talk and then let other man speak. But that never happens.
And that was an example of someone being called out and then responding to themselves, by the way. So.
Exactly. Cool. So
I'm going to enforce that more from now.
Yeah.
He's got his hand up. Yeah, just keep your hand up. But when they're done,
be patient like them.
Yeah.
I'm glad this happened, though. And I've said this before as well, in meetings as well, when the last time I got called out properly and I said this, this is exactly proof in the pudding of what happens.
Exactly.
The rules are set at the beginning of the game, yeah?
Yeah.
And the rules were lost within 2 minutes. and then because we're comfortable with being the quiet man.
We're getting torched.
Because we're comfortable within that, and certain man can't take it, but certain man will, we will sit there, observe, relax, and until we have our chance to speak. You're moving brazy. until we have our chance to speak, and then we will say what we need to say. And at me, I'm comfortable being a quiet man. If someone says something that I agree with, I would let that person go and say it. Why would I need to come in? Especially if someone, I think that people can deliver stuff better than myself as well, because I don't think I deliver things how I mean to say them sometimes, and it comes across as wrong. But if someone's more intelligent, if someone's more intelligent in that sense, and they say it, I will let them say it, and I'll be like, yeah. All I would say is, yeah, I agree. And then something as small as that, or if I have something of substantial output that I need to say, then I would say it. It's as simple as that. So going back to the actual game, we said us four are happy with being, and like I said, Sheikh and Iman are interchangeable. Just because Iman's made progression, sometimes, sometimes what more value comes from Sheikh in discussions as well.
Yeah.
That's why I said that you two are interchangeable. And but still, even then, Dej, Manny, Bengs, and Pedro are still levels above the rest of us. That's how it is.
That's the point I disagree with. I agree. As in vocal, being very vocal.
Wait, it's respectful, 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 it's resp
if it was, if it was any different, if it was any different, it wouldn't work. If we had nine men wanting to be as loud as each other, it would not work.
Exactly.
The balance is good.
You got a fake.
Exactly. You can't have nine loud men. And Manny, go on, please.
Wait, quick question. Are you not saying that you're like that because of the group, or you're like that?
I'm like that anyway. You don't know me.
I would say for me, I'm like that in a group. In another environment where I need to go and step up and I need to be more louder, I 100% do that. But I'm not going to go and over, like, compensate for other people. If you might want to bark here, and then I'll come in and...
I love that.
I sacrifice my personality. No, I think it's in line with my personality. I'm happy to, like, become, observe, understand, and contribute. But when I do have contribution, it has to be meaningful contribution. It can't just be there for the sake that I'm
talking. Just talking.
And you feel like because the loud man do that, think, you're like, I have to not be that.
Nah, I think certain men, because of their personalities and his egos and stuff aside, and that comes through. And I see that in conversation sometimes. Yeah. And sometimes it's entertaining to watch. And you just and then once it settles down, then you just say something and it changes the argument, and then we move on.
Manny, go, please. You had the answer for time.
You've only got 30 seconds, by the way. We're sticking to the game.
It's best to get out with it.
You remember what you might have to split in two.
It was Tim.
I didn't even want to start talking this 30 seconds.
Let's wait.
Tim said you used to be quiet and now you're loud.
You could just say you're a loud man.
The first thing is you're in denial from what Fab said. You to think that you're on levels with the rest of the loud guys.
I didn't say that. I'm sorry, I didn't say that.
How many seconds have I got left?
I'll give you another 30 seconds.
It's a valid statement. I said I was fifth. It's a valid statement.
God, next point.
Next point.
Tim, what you've done is just show again that you was mixing involvement with how vocal I am. I've always been the loud man from the beginning. My productivity was low at the beginning. So you saying that is full cap, 100%. Because there were so many conversations, there were so many arguments at the beginning that I was having, even about the formation of the company as a whole, from the jump.
Contracts.
And I was the one that was arguing with everyone else. So I've always been vocal from the jump. Mm-hmm. I've always been putting myself out there from the jump. In terms of productivity, I hold my hands up.
Two points, Manny. First point is, when Tim said that, the reaction from everyone else was like, you know, surprise, like, wow. Do you think that was just because Tim said something to bark at you? Do you think there's an element of truth to that? And second of all, can you acknowledge that there has been And a significant increase in terms of how loud you've been from early
vocal,
season.
Just vocal.
Vocal you've been from initially to like right now.
What I will say is I've been more harsh recently because my views, I feel like I've been unheard when I do speak out. Okay. So I've always been speaking out, but that hasn't been heard. So I've changed the way I deliver things to get through to you guys. That's definitely what's changed. But the amount of time I speak out, I think is exactly the same.
Would everyone else agree with that though?
I want to know. I'm going to put it back to you guys. When Tim said that, do you think what Tim's point is correct? You like tell me.
And initially, I thought it was correct, but then you cleared it up. It was your involvement
in like production.
Of, yeah. Was less because obviously you were going through stuff at the time, whatever. And then you were like, I can't. You were kind of like half-hearted in it. But then obviously, once you've returned back since what season? End of season three.
Season three.
Then obviously your productivity and all that have been much more.
I think it's a combination. I think it's both of those things. I think there has been a conscious increase in your vocality, how vocal you've been, as well as
vocality.
Someone get his guy addiction.
It's so true. You
don't know English. And on top of that, productivity, obviously.
But can I say something? Can I ask something?
Vocality, yeah. That's a mad
word. That's mad, isn't it?
That's crazy.
When Tim did say that, you pointed that, you were the first one to point out, I mean, before he even said that.
Because I know that's what he meant.
That's
I knew that's what he meant. So with Manny, what I think, so I think Manny's partially right, but what I think what Manny said that was right was that he changed his approach because he used to say things, but he would give up like you guys would. So you would say one suggestion and you'd give up on it. Whereas if I make a suggestion, you know I'm fighting that suggestion until you lot say,
yeah,
no,
but
Peter, stop.
To be fair, it could be a situation.
And that's a bad thing. I'm not even saying it's a good thing. I'm saying it's a bad thing, but
it's
that's what changed.
I know how to do that.
That's what differentiates a quiet man versus a loud man in inverted commas. Yeah.
Right. Tim was like, fuck you up.
How passionate are you about the thing that you're saying? And sometimes if you say one thing once and you get discouraged and you don't say it again, you're not that passionate about it.
It's not being discouraged. I feel like it's a case of where I give my opinion, and this is what I always try and do now. I give my opinion.
This hasn't spoken in years. Then,
it's the thing where I give my opinion, you've got to come back. I've been in cases where they've been arguing back and forth, but you've got to give a valid opinion. I feel like, okay, you know what? You're right. I agree with that. It's almost like having almost high regard, as in, you know what? You always give a good foresight to the reason why you're disagreeing with me and you're going in this certain direction. I'm like, okay, cool, it's right. I agree with it. It's happened multiple times. It's happened. There have been other times, it's been less, I'll admit, where I've given an opinion, kind of forced it and be like, okay, actually, Tim, you're right. But most times, been the other side.
But going back to your point, that does happen, the discouragement thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Because imagine...
I have to put our hand up before we...
Yes! That does happen, yeah? Because obviously, we're known as obviously the quiet man, so when you lot
you ain't got to do this, is...
Yeah, so obviously when the louder men are having discussions, whatever, and then we've obviously waited... And then put in our quick 2p and then it gets shut down quickly.
Yeah.
It makes you reluctant to come with 100%, the next one.
100%.
And that's probably a bad trait to have because then you just kind of just fold and fall within yourself.
Yeah.
But that kind of just...
And sorry, I'm so sorry, but what it does is it becomes a habit.
Yeah,
so
then
he's addressing me. I'm not allowed to compensate.
Manny, I put my hand up first, but I spoke my wisdom.
That's how it should be.
Manny,
if you're talking about it,
this will never happen.
The quiet man get to choose who goes next, innit?
So you accept it?
Huh?
But this is Why should the loud man choose?
Manny,
honest. I just want to piggyback what Beng said.
Go for it.
Is that my approach definitely changed.
My approach definitely changed.
Because something you don't need to be conscious of, I came into this group where 6 of you all knew each other pretty well, or more than that. So me and Fabian were the outsiders essentially into this group. So when I came in, a lot of times like, yo, this is my opinion. This is what I'm saying. Are you not sure? Cool, I step back.
I disagree. You felt like you were an outsider, you and Fabian.
100%.
But you knew Fabian, you knew Pedro.
No, I said me and Fabian were the outsider because the group dynamic was, including the Peters, was strong.
But you knew, so you had a relationship with four solid people.
Yeah.
Three. Four. One, two, three. So three out of Tim. I knew many since uni, man. Yes, you did know him. Hold on, hold on. I feel the same. I knew all of you lot in first year uni. Bruv, me and Tim weren't messaging on the phone.
Messaging or calling each other. I wasn't hanging out with Tim. Don't do that. So I knew who Tim was.
I heard you next door. That's your business.
Fabian had the same experience. I had the same experience. Vish probably didn't. Tim didn't.
You lot, three of us had the same experience as you. You lot are lying.
What do you mean? You lot are capping. How am I capping?
You lot are actually
capping. For Shake, it is the same.
For Shake, I think
and for Fabian, it's the same.
Yeah, and who was more vocal at the beginning, me or Fabs?
You.
Who was more vocal in the beginning, me or you?
I'd probably say me.
Because it was your house. That was the only thing. That's literally the only thing. In terms of contributions, that was the only thing.
Okay, cool. I agree. Hey, let's give Deji an opportunity to talk now.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome. Somebody said something. I heard what you guys said. You actually spoke very well. And I was realizing about how hard it is, even though
to try and not talk.
That's why Benz, he couldn't hack it.
No, fuck this game.
He might struggle as well. Like I said, you know what? I'm actually gonna play to do this and do it properly. I think a lot of men are in denial.
Say names. You have to be.
Yeah, I think Manny's in denial. I think Eman's in denial. I think the quiet man are in denial as well, a bit, because I think you're. Like, you make a very, very valid point, and what you're saying is true about allowing people the space to speak. But even when you're being allowed the space to speak, Vish hasn't spoken. Like, you guys that have been vocal, Fab has spoken a lot more, you guys must be looking at Vish and thinking, why haven't you spoken? Like, and you wouldn't say personality-wise, I wouldn't say personality-wise that you're more vocal than him. Sometimes, you know what it is? Sometimes. Quiet man are just more quiet. Even like, let's take it away from we focus a lot on like production and contributing in meetings. This recording here isn't a meeting. All those recordings we've done before aren't meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have the space to speak. We're not talking about production work. Mm. You have the space to speak. You have the space to bring up a topic, facilitate a conversation, do all of that kind of stuff. You just genuinely don't do it. And I think we have 4 or 5 years of rationale now to know that. Mm. That's just not your bag. Like, you're not gonna do that. Even if you was in another crew, you're probably not gonna be the one. It's less likely for you to be the one than it is.
If we were saying recordings, then I don't think that argument holds out, because I think that's where it can be interchangeable, depending on mood, depending on a day, depending on where we are, like who it is. Obviously, there is a trend of people that talk more, but especially if you're using that example, then I stretch way out there.
Yeah, you do a bit more, but it's a collection of things. And
Deji's talking about Vish, and Vish still hasn't said anything.
Exactly. So
I don't want to focus on Vish because this is what you in other scenarios. You're literally like Victor. So I'm using Vish as an example in this scenario to let you guys see how you guys are.
Yeah,
because
in this conversation,
there's
I don't care. Man, they're just chatting. I just want to get to my story.
So, I get that. So what
that's a fair point.
Yeah, fucking hell.
It's how much you're passionate. It's passionate.
It's true. There's two things. Which is not a bad thing.
So exactly. There's 2 points.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Personality plays into a part of it. Second, like, how much do you care? Like, that's another part. Like, if you care.
Yeah, but let me tell you this, and this is where.
Vish cares.
If you don't care.
I care, bears.
We need to stop PTM.
Yeah, I know.
This
Vish
is a
cares.
Conversation
but
based
how much do you
product.
Care in terms
but it's
of.
It's not
like,
relevant.
Putting yourself, like, going against, like, your person, to really put yourself out there in something. Like,
I think it's irrelevant. I think it's relevant, man. You think about it. We need
bro,
to talk.
Like, I don't know how a man can say. Sorry to interrupt you, Tim, but I don't know how man can say they don't care why we're recording a product, and you're supposed to be here for the content.
I know, and I get that.
Like,
I get
that doesn't
that.
Make sense to me. I get if you're quiet with everything else, yeah, cool, like that's fine, be quiet that. Or whatever. But this is what you said you've come here to
I know,
do.
No.
You've
but
come here to talk.
Even when I mean,
you haven't come
when,
here to
when,
chill
when
on
I mean
the
mass. Point that they don't care, it doesn't mean they don't care at all. But they don't care as much as someone else to go and push out an agenda, push out a point.
Yeah, okay, so I get that. Like, there's gonna be different levels of. passion for the project. Mm. But your level of passion cannot be
to the point where we're recording for an hour and you haven't said anything.
Fabian said it.
I said that.
I think you accept that you're quiet. And
yeah, and even outside. Quiet.
It's not that I'm. I wouldn't say I'm cool with being quiet because there are times where I want to vocalize something, but like I said, sometimes when you get discouraged, sometimes you're just like, oh, maybe I won't say that, and that's on me. That's a personality trait for me.
Yeah.
So that's and I'm generally quiet and. Like I said the other day, laid back, way too laid back. And I know, and that's something I've been trying to work on, but...
That's not the only thing.
I'm generally quiet anyway.
It's not a cap, like...
I'm tired.
When we talk, yeah, when we try and contribute, we're very respectful to let you man carry on finishing, yeah? You man won't give us the same respect. I'll be like, and then no one else will be quiet.
So true.
Whereas Manny, whereas Dej, you don't be quiet.
So true.
You don't go quiet instantly. Whereas Bengs, you'll go quiet instantly.
So true.
So let's not cap about all that stuff. And sometimes, it's just better to be quiet to let the conversation flow.
Yeah.
Rather than like trying to contribute and have a point just for getting a word out there, like.
But do you feel, yeah, that...
Bangs up, Bangs, game.
Sorry. Nobody had a hand up.
No. Go for it.
So
you're next.
Okay, fine.
Like, yeah, for me, that's just cap because I agreed with that to an extent, but we've literally made a game now so you, man, can have the space to speak. Even if, like, some of the quiet man have enforced the rules of the game. Like, you can't be... You can't be mute to the point that you can't even enforce the rules to the game. Like, it's just like I just think man need to know that, and man need to actually look at themselves in other scenarios outside of PTM. Like, you are a quiet person. Period. Mm. That's what it is for me. Like, I think all of this, I think we definitely contribute, and we need to be more mindful of that. But you're still a quiet person. If there was 8 of you or 9 of you. It would be a lot of mute, a lot of.
I hear it. But that's why, one thing I would say, I've got some close. You want to go next, isn't it?
Sometimes you need
the balance and you need the flow to go.
He just got promoted and he's even mad, didn't it?
He was with us. He's still there. He's borderline. Don't worry. He's still there.
But shit, there has to be control. If it's 9 man talking, it's not going
to
work.
Yeah, there needs to be balance. And I think that's one thing that we have in the group. Like, so I think some people need to be comfortable in being quiet, man.
No, and
accept the fact that they can do more at other times to go and be less quiet or be more quiet. And simultaneously, yeah, some of the loud man need to understand that sometimes they can be overexerting and they can be loud. So it's all about equilibrium. How can you bring yourself down to a level? And how can a quiet man bring themselves to a level?
No, I just think...
People need to be more socially aware, emotionally aware about how they can accommodate that.
And you said a good point, yeah?
I'm next, by the way.
Some of us, if it was 8 other different people and yourself, you would still be a quiet man.
Mm.
If it was...
Who? Name the names.
I'll say probably myself.
I don't know about Shake in different groups.
If it weren't just us in
WhatsApp group chats, 100% I'm mute.
No, forget what.
No, wait. In person, I don't think it's different. When it comes to WhatsApp, it's not different.
Why?
That's why our side put Shake as the quiet man in WhatsApp, because we're having some of our major discussions where we can't meet up and we're having decisions. Then you're gonna have to. When I see it as if you're agreeing with someone, I'm torturing everyone. If it comes to like someone's an opinion and you're being lazy, thinking, oh yeah, I agree with that. That's quiet, man. Sorry, I hear it. Almost borderline quiet, man. I've done that a few times, so I've always had to make sure I comment on that, because it's important. Because obviously we can't meet up every time like this. So our next communication has got to be WhatsApp. So if you're not sending voice notes or you're just
if you're seeing something and reading it, I've seen it bare times.
I see bare reads. I see bare reads.
That's where me and Tim are different, because I think me and Tim contribute in that manner a lot more.
I have to hold my hand up. We're more active in
conversation. That's true. And that's, you're a different level to these two.
I need to improve.
Yeah,
I've had conversations with people about this in the past, and I'm unconscious. I'm aware of that, and I know that's something I need to do better at. I need to be closer with my phone, and then I need to interject into conversation. So that's one thing I can hold my hand up.
Yeah, because I wouldn't put you as quiet, man. But
outside of that, yeah, I wouldn't so agree with anything else.
In a different group, forget that there's four louder man and four quiet man. In a different group, like a different group of your friends, say there was like eight other people. In that eight other people, would you still be the bottom four of quiet man?
In every single group, yeah, I would say like I'm in the middle. And I'm so conscious and happy. Like, that's for me, that's exactly
that's where you want to be.
That's where you lay. Tim, in a different group, would you say that you're still...
I think, so if...
Night vigils, how loud are
they?
my point is that... Yeah. Sometimes you just accept that you're a
who
quiet
you are,
man.
Innit?
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm a quiet man. Yeah. Whatever group sitting, whatever, I'll say my two pence.
There's certain men who are quiet in other groups. I'm gonna lie. There's certain men quiet in other groups. I don't see the
certain men are quiet in other groups.
Man,
say names. All right. So a few things. I've lost my point bare times, but a few things. Yeah.
You're after
Eman. Vish said something like respect, yeah, and I want to go back to it because it's something that's so important what Vish is saying. But what you don't realize, Vish, is if you continue to stay quiet for 2 or 3 years, unfortunately, the way this group works is the people that talk the loudest always seem like they have the best ideas.
I hear that.
So Dej will say, Dej probably gives us the most ideas in the group in general, and Dej's probably one of the loudest.
Yeah.
So now your perception is Dej has the best ideas. Let me let Dej say what he has to say, then I can now agree with it or disagree or add. Now, if you're quiet, it doesn't mean that you have worse ideas for this particular thing. Mm. It means that you're not saying it. So you might have had that same idea or a better idea, but you didn't say it because of what he said. And perhaps if you said it now, because of how we perceive you, we're still going to take his idea better because he spoke about it more passionately. And unfortunately, as you're so right, we might cut you off because...
I've given him the chance to...
Because over the years, you just allowed that to happen. Mm. And then...
I hear that.
And then on top of that... shit, where's my point? Shit.
In terms of respect, some of you guys might not see this, but some of these guys see it as disrespectful when they're sharing ideas or contributing in a group, and you man are not saying nothing.
Thank you. That's what I'm going to say. Look at Adidas spreadsheet.
No, you can't say Adidas spreadsheet. Because when it comes to talking, say no to what I'm going to say.
The reason that I say that is, like I said, that was part of you man's gang, but I left.
You still are. You're low.
You wouldn't say that. I know certain man said I'm in denial.
I know that I'm an ambivert. Like I can be quiet or I can be loud.
Oh, ambivert is both.
Both. It's both, innit? Like if you look at me in other groups, I'm the loudest man in my other groups, bro.
Yeah.
But in this group, I know there's big characters here. But I noticed that, like, I might think Deji's giving that idea and I'm just like agreeing with it. I'm not saying anything, but he might see that as disrespectful because he doesn't know what I'm thinking in my head. I haven't said anything. So how's he meant to read my mind and say, oh yeah, E-Man's thinking he likes this idea. He's just thinking E-Man doesn't even want to contribute. Like, what's he doing there? So that is the problem with being quiet, bro. Like, you need to speak up, fam, man. I think we can end this conversation.
First of all,
it's Deji's turn. You're next. And second of all, just be calm. You have your turn. Go on, Dej.
So funny.
Mark, what you were going to say? Okay, go.
No, just try and model.
Like, I just want to echo what these man said. That's so important. Even if you just say I agree, or you just acknowledge something, or you say something, like just be there. I don't really care for new opinions if we're getting good opinions or good ideas if we're getting lows, because that can be bad as well. And I'm mindful that you guys are conscious of that, and that's good. But I don't want you guys to suppress yourself just because of that, because we're not going to be doing that. Yeah. And then if you genuinely don't have an idea, that's okay, but you can acknowledge somebody else's idea. Mm. When I say quiet, I'm talking about like the energy I get from you guys, which 100% it is disrespect, but it's just not overt disrespect.
Yeah.
It's not like put out there disrespect. So it's like you guys are not even knowing you're doing it. But if you say like, oh yeah, I agree, or yeah, I think that's a good idea, but I'm not really a fan of that, all of that, and you have to overcompensate with that because you're quiet in other areas. So to make sure you don't look quiet, or to make sure you don't look like you're not doing anything, or you don't care, you have to talk. Like even if you're just saying yeah, nods and all that kind
it's
of stuff.
It's true, man. Communication, like it's all just little things as well. Like it just gives, like Iman hit the nail on the head in terms of how is another man supposed to understand what you think if you don't communicate? That's true. You say the same thing. If you were chatting to your girl and she weren't communicating with you, you got go on to
problem.
The
you
way,
get vexed.
It rolls up. It becomes a self.
It's not your turn.
He's struggling at this game. He's struggling.
You know what the thing is? I like conversation though, in general.
What? I don't.
Yeah.
I think everyone else don't like conversation.
Nah.
I think we all do.
Yeah. I don't mean you do.
I think Shane would like to conversation.
One to one. But like maybe like, I know. So you're not quiet when we're all together.
Yeah, I know. I agree. But
so it has to be a right medium. Don't change it, which is unfair.
So in this situation, here, we've dictated.
You don't need to be better regulating though.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting onto him. Don't watch. We enforce some rules in this. Obviously, we all love conversation. Some people more than others. But in this situation, we're acknowledging the fact that some men are quiet and some men are loud. So we create the rules of this game to go and allow quiet man to talk and the loud man to not talk. So that was all predefined.
Yeah.
And with that being said, you still struggled with the rules of the game.
You can't. It stops the back and forth.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to eat it. Like,
I'm not a good swallower.
It stops the back. Then you need to reply.
I hear it.
Hold on to that. We'll get back to you. Manny.
I want to make a couple points.
You got 30 seconds.
So the whole notion, that how the loud man don't let you guys speak and me talk over you and we're bare aggressive or whatever, I think is a lie.
I don't.
I think it's a lie. And you guys say that we don't allow other people to get involved. When the louder man are arguing or having discussions, we give each other the space to talk.
I think we're doing a better job at that. Yeah, sorry, true.
So Dej will have his opinion. Dej will go off. We let him speak. Bengs will come in, do his bit. I will come in and do my bit. So you as well, Iman. All I'm saying is, you're eating into my face. Like,
however, when that happens, it does become it becomes a one-on-one.
Yeah, it becomes a one-on-one.
Yeah.
So that's just the one point. I don't believe that we don't allow you guys to speak. I think you guys are comfortable with allowing the chaos, and then you jump in when you're ready. Whereas we're ready to jump in when the chaos is there, straight from the jump. Yeah.
So I believe that. You said two points. You've used your time.
I used my first point. But Iman interrupted, man. My second point.
Make this succinct.
The second point, is the whole choir man narrative was actually used as a lighthearted way to say that we actually need you to come and contribute. Like, if the four of us are having a discussion, and it's not really getting anywhere, we need you lot to kind of come in anyway. Like, we don't really know what the whole group is feeling. And it's a I always say company. I don't even say PTM. Like, we can't have five or four directors that don't contribute consistently when decisions are being made. Unless you lot are giving us that role to do it, then we can change up some of the agreements with the shareholders. That's fine. But it feels like we don't want to do that, so you have to come and match it.
Yeah. No. So your first point, I think as a group, we've done a lot better to kind of understand each other and understand that there's different personality types. Some people are going to be more quiet and some people are going to be more louder. So we've done a better job in terms of giving other people, the quieter man, an opportunity to speak. So once we said something, a lot of men would say, like, what does everyone else think? Or they would even say to you, like, Tim, Dej does this a lot, I'm aware of that. Dej would say, like, Tim, what do you think? Vish, what do you think? I think that's good in a way of giving everyone an opportunity. Someone that probably may feel like the conversation's going with certain people who are going to go through back and forth and are maybe have more anxiety. What that sounds like? Have more anxiety in terms of bringing something into the conversation because they don't want to, like, maybe they just worry about, like, going between bigger personalities. So I think that's one good point. And the second point in terms of bringing the whole concept of the quiet man narrative, answer that I was aware from early, and you hit the nail on the head in terms of, we do this a lot. We do jokes in a way that's kind of disguised more meaningful conversations. Mm-hmm. And I think it's all right. But obviously you have to understand that's going to trigger people because people have egos and maybe they've got a belief in themselves that they're not aware of, or maybe not ready to accept and understand yet until it's communicated and articulated in a better way.
But it's been done.
Wait. Because I was going to say something. Why? Basically,
that's so true. So you have to hold on to that. And Bengs, you can go.
No, I don't even have anything to say.
No, but basically, I do. It's basically what. I don't even know where to start this. So it's basically no. You can put your hand down. Regardless, because there's always been a situation where I've always wanted to speak. Yeah, this is from Burley before. There's always a situation I wanted to speak. I've always been overcovered, and there's always even I seen it yesterday as well. Even when we're doing recordings, I feel like. Oh, this is going to sound mad. So I'll say something. It isn't recorded. I'm saying something. I realize I need to be louder in terms of what I actually say because I realize I need to fight just to get my point across. I feel like there's certain points we have, like certain discussions. You don't even hear me. I'm talking. This is fun for myself. Like, I have to even talk louder. Even saw in recording, there was a little joke I said. No one picked it up. Someone else did it. Seconds afterwards, find the tape. You'll find it from yesterday. And everyone started laughing.
It's probably Vish. That's what Vish does.
That's been happening.
Yeah, but that happens.
That's
everyone.
I'm saying it for myself. I'm just using that as an example.
That's not really an example.
So I feel like, even though being quiet, I feel like, even if in terms of being quiet, you're never going to get that space to be like, have your own points to talk. That's how I feel like. Because at the moment,
yeah,
I feel
it's not a one man problem.
No, exactly. Because I feel like every time I need to talk,
you have to go back in the queue.
Because I feel like my hand was up before.
I feel like always, I feel like.
Fabian was laughing at me. I did this.
Oh, wait, go on.
I just feel like overall, it's hard to be a quiet man. I feel like you always have to evolve to be this kind of talk person. I feel like at the moment, and I'm going to bear different random points, but I feel like overall, it's difficult to be a quiet man here. Anyways, you have to evolve to be like kind of like a loud person in general.
I'm going to be so quick, yeah? All I want to say is, and you can go right after me, is unfortunately, as I said, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, yeah? Mm. Unfortunately, you four will always be seen as quiet men. Doesn't matter how loud you get now. That's the same way he still thinks that you will always be seen as a quiet man, no matter how loud you get. So it is what it is now.
Exactly. Yeah,
this is just the rules of this group.
So, let me just think. So, in my opinion. No, I agree. And I totally agree with that. And I think the whole purpose of the quiet man thing is successful. As much as it triggers people, it's changed dynamics. You can see already that certain people have change become a lot more vocal in most people it's always at the conscious it's always in the back of your mind now that you're thinking okay now there's that lens in terms of how much I vocalize myself or how much I contribute.
Well, you're still Brentford, you know, when they're trying to
go. So from that perspective,
the yo-yo club, that's what it is.
I don't mind the quiet man, and I've never been triggered by that.
Have you not?
I've never been triggered by the quiet man jokes. I'm comfortable. And I understand the idea of it, and I'm cool, and I think it's good.
I'm quiet person.
Dead.
Like I said, in general.
So, Tim, you don't think you're a quiet man?
I think in certain aspects I'm quiet, other aspects I'm not. I can understand why. Because you just given, I don't think I'm that quiet.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I agree with Tim. Like, my perception is.
But I don't care being quiet, man.
Why are you interrupting me?
I don't care. That's what these lot do all the time.
Tim is quiet. Yeah.
Okay, like, to be fair, by me talking a lot, it means I'm quiet.
No, it's true, though. Like, your perception that you think you talk, but actually, when you look at other people's perspectives, you man saying I'm quiet, I probably don't contribute enough. And that's what's the hitting point, is that.
Okay.
I disagree with that. I think Vish contributes better, and I think you speak up more. I still think you're a quiet man, though. Mm. But yeah, I agree with what everybody has said, and I think the quiet man do need to overcompensate. I do think you can. I don't agree with what Manny said. I do think, or somebody said it. I do think you can. Ben said it. You can change from being a quiet man to seeing as not quiet. Like you might not be loud. Like there's different levels. Like there's a reason why. the word quiet is picked, basically. So like there's the loud man for sure. And yeah. I think that's only probably me and Bengs, really. And then you have probably Pedro and Manny that contribute more than that. And then you probably have E-Man, who's just like normal, I think. He's not loud, he's not quiet. And then you have the quiet man. And I get that, like, it's so hard to kind of see yourself as that when you see where you contribute in certain aspects. But if there's a general consensus, and for the most part there is, you have to not be in denial and acknowledge you're doing that. I think there's been, like, maybe three man that have acknowledged that, okay, this is what I am, this is where I need to change. I'm one of those man, and I'm not even being attacked. But as from this conversation, I've been like, even though I've already been told in the past, I still need to go again and make sure I'm giving you guys the space to speak. Yeah. Fabs did the same thing. He said he needs to speak up more. You did the same thing. You said you need to speak up more. Sometimes when you don't battle against the current, it's easier to swim. And you just need to accept what the group consensus feel you are and then actually change. And then you will prove that you're not that person.
I agree with that.
I agree.
Thanks.
I don't want to trigger anyone,
Yeah.
But what I actually think, and I've just been thinking about it when you were speaking, what I think the difference is levels of confidence. Now, if I look at Vish as a person, he has lower levels of confidence than I do or Vish does. Or Deji does. And I'm not too sure about, I'd probably say you two as well and Pedro. So he has lower levels of confidence in general. So the Adidas thing is a prime example. He had one of the best ideas that he wrote down on paper. And he was able to be confident to express that and write it down for us to read it and say, this is a sick idea. Now, if we were in a meeting now and the idea, and we were talking about ideas, he might not have delivered that idea with that level of confidence where we would now accept it and be like, this is a sick idea, let's go with this.
I wouldn't say confidence is a one-for-one because one-for-one in terms of like... just specifically, we're talking like about for Vish. So in terms of being able to be... Yeah, correlates to being vocal.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty confident and that Vish is an articulate person and in... other situations in his
I'm not saying he's articulate. I'm not saying he's articulate.
Vocal.
Can I say vocal?
It was specifically on vocal. So, yeah. So
thank you.
That's a very good point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying confidence in relativity to everyone else in the group. That's what I'm saying. So, and that's the same with Tim. But you can see Tim that you knew 5 years ago is not Tim today. And his confidence has been rising up.
I hear that.
Fabian's a confident guy, but he's just like, Fame is just too laissez-faire, like whatever it is. I was going to say laissez-faire. But he's just like, it is what it is. And you,
silent confidence.
You're a bit more like, you're just in the middle, innit? So it's like, you're probably not too bothered about certain things. That's the thing with you, Shake. So something that Shake is bothered about, he's vocal. So when it comes to like creative direction and how things look and all that production side of stuff, that's where you want to talk. But when it comes to like a marketing thing, that's not really your... where your interest is. And you might feel less confident there. Yeah, so you're just like, let's sit back and let the guys who know about it or care about it do it. And I think that's where you lie. Whereas some of us, we feel like, even me, you can see. So Deji cares about way more than I care about. So I don't care too tough about, let's say some parts of production. So let's say like the, let's say-
audio, the finer details or certain things.
Yeah, so when it comes to that, you man, do your thing. But you will never call me a quiet man, even though you've heard me quiet for the last hour of that conversation.
Does that make sense?
I can't hit back at that.
I think Deji summarized it well in terms of his conclusion. But as I said, I was a quiet man. I feel like I was quiet and I've become a little bit more vocal. And I think all of you men can do the same thing.
And
everyone can do it. If I can do it, all of you men can do it.
No.
I'm being serious. I'm not even trying to...
Go on, let me finish.
I'm not even trying to trigger you, man. What I'm trying to say is, when I'm hearing certain guys who are a bit more quiet say, I don't care if I'm quiet, bro. It's a good thing to be more vocal, bro. Like, it's a life skill. Communication is a life skill. It's needed in every aspect of life.
Yeah.
Work, bro, you have to do presentations. You have to do, like, just talking to people. If we want to grow this business, we need to communicate. Yeah. We need to talk to people. So it's a skill.
And the level is not even to aspire to my level or Beng's level. I think you should be aspiring to, like, Pedro, Manny. Because those are the people that are, like, you wouldn't be like, Pedro's too loud.
Yeah.
But you're never going to call him a quiet man. Like, he's got it perfect. Even me, that's up here, I need to get to Pedro. Like, it's not just like, oh, loudness is the best thing ever.
It's like a balance.
Even talking about Pedro, thinking about Pedro's not that loud neither, you know?
He's not
overtly loud.
He contributes at the right time to the right thing.
Is it, you say, when it comes to like being loud, is it almost like initiating sort of conversation starters or having initiated?
It's everything.
Everything in general.
I think it's mainly that because it
No.
He's right. It's about leading.
I think it's amazing when it comes to
He's right. It's not always about leading. Project seems like the loudest person.
That's not true. You could dead lead 90%.
Exactly. And that's why he's seen as the loudest.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing... He's seen as the loudest, but that doesn't mean other people who aren't leading.
What he's saying is somebody doesn't...
Yeah, but Pedro doesn't... What does Pedro lead on?
He doesn't lead on many projects, so then that's why no, but you can feel say like, that he like, in right
certain
to the right
like for instance, certain means we have, there'll be a certain segment where Pedro will have his updates and Deji does the overall thing. So you never really call it. By calling Pedro. I'm just trying to say.
We need to stop looking at specific one on one. And start looking at it in general sense.
For myself, because I was going to ask afterwards just to give like overall evaluation, like where could I improve? And this is one that helps for me. Maybe for me, I'd be like, where can I improve on? Where am I too loud?
And anytime you have an opinion, anytime you have an opinion about anything, just tell us.
And that's not true.
Wait. Let him start there. Then we can find something.
I think that's there. I always give my opinion.
That's what I'm saying.
You man are talking.
Give me an example. Where I haven't given my opinion. You're gonna probably bring on Ali. That's the thing. That's probably the only thing I can vouch for. I didn't really bring my opinion.
You lot all tell us. Bar maybe Fabian, because you're not always as present because of situation. You're not always gonna be there. But I don't think you guys don't tell us your opinion. But you tell us your opinions late. You don't tell us the opinion when decisions are being.
You think?
The quiet man. How did you become the leader of the quiet man? That's lit.
That's lit. You took on a new role.
He's not the leader.
So you think it's only?
No, but Tim thinks it's E-man instead.
Oh, you think it's E-man instead of?
But that's what we said.
Interchangeable. No,
let's not go into this. We're chilling now.
Firstly, to answer your question,
I think you are.
I'm Duff and Roman, that's what they're calling you.
I can flex and adapt, but that's not here and there.
Do you think other man can't do that?
I think some man, it's harder for them to adapt in different situations.
So why would you say that you've contributed more than some man in this scenario?
Because I'm comfortable enough to go and I think I'm socially aware to understand like where we need to contribute. I understand the objective of this task is to go and give the opportunity for the quiet man to go and speak and to go and limit the loud man. So if, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, this is actually an interesting experiment. I'm engaged in this. I want to see where this goes. Mm. There's a lot of value that we can have from this conversation.
Hey, Shay, come sit here.
I don't agree.
I actually don't agree with you in terms of that because you said you think people can't. I'm quiet at work. You'd be surprised. I don't contribute to meetings.
Yeah. And I'm the opposite. So how does that work?
Oh. It's about what you're passionate about. Like, as I said, like
yeah, but
it's all about group dynamic.
For me, it's about group dynamic.
I've thought that before, but
for me,
it's concerning to me that this is not a passion for you now. And I don't believe it's not because he was give so much time. So that's why I discarded that theory. I just thought maybe I'm more into it or more passionate. But there should be a certain level of passion that you have for this now. And I think everybody does, to be honest. Like everybody, they come to meetings, they show up, blah 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 blah. Yeah. I think it is just about how confident you are about what you're speaking about. But I genuinely believe I want to kind of end here. Yeah?
That's true. That's the best point.
I genuinely believe like if us man weren't there and you man were in a meeting with Insanity, like you wouldn't talk. They're not going to talk. There's been times where I don't know what to say in an Insanity meeting or the Blink thing. You're never going to talk. Like, it's just not your... Sometimes it's just not your...
But you know there's someone there who will talk for you.
Yeah, but there's been a scenario where, just nobody's talking. There has, bro.
I thought you were going to say there's been a scenario where no loud man were in the meeting.
No. Every man was there. The loud man didn't say nothing. Yeah. And it was like there was just silence in the meeting. It was the meeting when they... I guess it's a different.
Oh, the Blink Inc. one.
The Blink Inc. one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I walked away, and it was like for a moment it was just silent. And they actually asked us like, yeah, what do you man think?
Yeah.
You man were silent. I walked away from my laptop, my Mac, but I went to look out the window.
Yeah.
These men are not going to speak, and I can imagine several scenarios and they won't do it.
I disagree. Someone like Sheikh were talking.
The only reason why I haven't talked to them situations,
Not even just that. 30 seconds. You not 30 seconds. Yo,
like, I don't know.
Not even just that, yeah.
Because it's close.
What?
He did.
Open it back up.
No, I don't agree with that because obviously man will be forced to talk regardless anyway. And not only just that, the quiet man have gone to podcasts, whatever, and spoken up.
I did like it the other day when you don't went on radio.
I always put my hand up for radio stuff, apart from the corridor.
Like, but them man are still the quiet man in on the radios, on the podcast as well, for all the...
That's true. That's what I'm saying. But that's what happens when the loud man are next to the quiet man, quiet man feel comfortable and let the loud man shine.
Maybe it's a comfortability.
Because it's emotional intelligence.
So can I say you do that?
You lot just do it. Yeah, you lot do your thing and we'll punch people where we need to. We don't need to say
too much. I think that's a very good point. I think we're very comfortable with like letting you lot talk.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
And I think we're too comfortable. But that's the thing. Three, four seasons.
Anyway, this is a very, very good discussion. Enjoyable discussion.
I'm prioritizing now in terms of we just put stuff like meetings, agendas, insanity. We almost give like a hierarchy to all the other stuff that we do that we're more loud at. For instance, when it comes to production stuff, video editing stuff.
Very quiet. Everyone's quiet. Have you ever heard E-Man say to you, I think you should chop this and put this there?
I've never heard that. I've said that though.
Now we've just put a hierarchy.
That's a good point.
Tim is still focusing on work rate rather than actual. You are. He's battling his quietness.
The same management is work rate as well.
It's a component of it.
This is a discussion for another day, but Tim feels like because you guys, and I know this of Tim, he feels because you guys contribute in terms of marketing or what you can see as the executive stuff, you feel like you're better than him or you do more than him. And he
Let me tell you something. When it comes to discussions about work rate, yeah, the person I always say after Dej is Tim. True or false?
I don't know.
False?
Do you feel like he gives you that vibe? That or he said that? Have you heard that from Manny?
No, I do get that vibe, but it's when it comes to like
honestly, have you seen
when it comes to like all the other stuff.
True or false?
It's true.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
But true or false?
I don't know if I heard you wrong. When you're saying it, I'm not saying that you.
Yeah, you haven't said that.
Like I put you, and I'm gonna say for record again, I put your work rate highest after Dej. So I'm gonna make that very clear. Yeah,
it's convenient though, isn't it?
Can we end it here now? Ask him what he's done for marketing. What's he done for marketing?
That's what I'm saying. Don't come back.
I want to conclude it. Let me conclude it. I'm talking up now. Yeah. In conclusion, yeah. The man that are perceived as the quiet man and the man that have that role or are comfortable within that role need to talk up more and be more vocal in general, especially myself, me more than anyone, I believe. I need to have the confidence.
Tim's close to you, bro.
No,
this is close to you.
Just let him. That was sounding good as well.
I know. This is what happened. Fuck them. That's what I'm saying. But, especially me more than anyone, have the confidence and...
Nothing, they're gone.
Oh. I have the confidence enough to voice opinions and be more active and involved. I have been saying that as well, and I've been told that, and it's still something I'm trying to work on, but shit happens, innit? Like, so I'm working on that.
Can I say something?
Wait, this is important.
No, this is important for Fabian. This is important for Fabian and my boy, yeah? Okay, cool. Every time you acknowledge, yeah, that you know you need to work on something, you always finish off by saying, but shit happens, or, but that's just the way I am. You don't actually...
I didn't say that's the way I am. I said, but...
You say something along... Something I need to work you on. Say something along them lines. Yeah, you compensate. Like, even for when you know you need to do something, you still end up and finish by stepping back. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just what I want you to pick up on.
Yeah.
You could
talk. Go on.
Before we close.
That's true. That's very true. So that's something that I need to do better at. Fantastic. And that's something I want to work towards.
That's something I'm going to work towards.
Yeah.
Go. Yeah? You said I'm
Stop.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Your friend is this
toy. Boy, you know. Boy. And people that are perceived as the loud man, not including E man.
Agreed.
Need to give people the space to talk and need to be socially aware that just because you have points that you want to get across, other people have points that they want to get across as well. And just because someone that's perceived as a quiet man is getting their point, well, is trying to get their point across, doesn't mean you shut it down straight away. You actually listen to them and what they have to say. But however, you lot should still concentrate and on being the loud man.
Be yourself, okay.
That's how the company's been running. And to be honest...
We can't leave it in the hands of the quiet man.
Yeah.
Fair.
Unfortunately.
Yeah,
no, I'm not finished.
Let me finish.
They can't. So that's why I said we need to be progressive and make a change in that.
I hear that.
Yeah. See, you made me forget my...
I think it's a confidence thing, yeah? Do you know why? Because there's bare times...
Let him shut it down. Let him shut it down. We can continue after.
Let's just be aware that there's been improvements on all ends.
100%.
We can say all this. We're always striving to go and do better. And that's great. And the fact that we have these dynamics as the quiet man is to go and elevate us. That's great. Let's not take away from the fact that a quiet man has stepped up. And a loud man... are being aware that they are loud and they're reducing. The whole purpose of this conversation is just to want to be in a better place.
For sure.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going
to say. That's how you close it. Close it. Close
it. Fuck the loud man. Fuck the loud man.
Tell them that I want it in a bun. Want it with a good girl, want it with a nun. I like girls who look evil, white. The dark skinned girl with the evil eyes. Ghost don't ever try us, tequila. Ghost don't ever try us, tequila. Ghost don't ever die us, tequila. First time in a try us.
Come on the party. Right, got the sun on your body. Tequila on top of tequila. Got lime on the rim of the glasses. The glasses. Come on, party. Right, got the sun on your body. Tequila on top of tequila. Got lime on the rim of the glasses.
Yeah, more drink, more drink. That's a constant shout. Get ready for the constant bout my dignity. I leave it at home cause tequila Patron have your tonsils out like. You're looking too good, and you know your esophagus calling. Put your bust down, looking all flawless. And you know that you're looking too good, crocodile sing.
Looking too good, and you know your esophagus calling. Put your bust down, looking all flawless. And you know that you're looking too good.
Tell them that I want it in a bun. Want it with a good girl, want it with a nun. I like girls who look evil, white. The dark skinned girl with the evil eyes. Ghost don't ever try us, tequila. Ghost don't ever try us, tequila. Ghost don't ever die us, tequila. First time in a trial.
Come on the party. Right, got the sun on your body. Tequila on top of tequila. Got lime on the rim of the glasses. The glasses. Come on the party. Right, got the sun on your body.